Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
From Leavenworth, Melissa Etheridge. Good Friday afternoon, everybody. We are an hour out right now from Festivus Friday. We will bring you the airing of the grievances right at 5:06. It is brought to you by Q39. By the way, another special report at the bottom of the hour. The networks are going wall to wall with this right now. Iran has retaliated against Israel with more than 100 missiles. Some have landed, sadly, in Tel Aviv. And we have another update from ABC News coming your way at 4:30. A collection of ancient Roman coins amassed by a former Latin teacher from Connecticut was sold at auction for more than $1 million this week.
Wow.
Carol Ross's interest in ancient Roman currency and history led her to collect more than 130 coins. The sale of the coins was handled by the auction house Doyle. One of the coins is a fascinating rare piece, according to the auction house. The gold piece shows a detailed and lifelike portrait of Marcus Brutus, likely the most well-known of Julius Caesar's assassins. The front of the coin also includes a laurel wreath and an engraving of Brutus's name. Sold for more than $1 million, some of them printed in 31 BC.
Very quickly, back to our traffic update.
Yeah, what's up?
What is going on?
There is a Royals home game this evening, and it is the evening when we will be inducting, I believe, Alex Gordon into the Royals Hall of Fame.
Yes.
It's going to be a busy game, and eastbound is how a lot of people get there, so I would find a different route.
And you're looking at Scout Cam right now.
Yeah, once you're in it, it's too late, Scott. I'm telling you right now, the game tonight is at 7:10, and I've pulled up the cameras while you stepped out for a minute.
Yeah.
Once you're in it, it's too late. And so, Sam, is there a way to tell people how far back do you exit?
If you are coming from Johnson County, come in 435 and get off on one of those side streets.
How far back? I'm going to put this on social, too.
Well, try to go east on 70. So you can get off on Raytown Road, the stadium exit. East 51st Street, and then Judd over there.
Is it east or west of the 435 interchange?
The shutdown would be west of the 435 interchange.
Shutdown
or
is
east.
West.
No, east. I was going to say it's showing east on the map. It's backed up to the Jackson. That's not the Jackson curve, is it? The Benton curve. It's backed up to the Benton curve.
The clearance time has been pushed back 30 minutes.
So to what?
4:30.
4:30. Okay.
All right.
Do not try to take I-70 to the stadiums.
I guess you could go 4:35 and get off on Raytown Road.
Raytown Road's an option. You can get off earlier and take Blue Ridge Cutoff in.
So the closure is well east of the Truman Sports Complex.
The closure indicator,
according to the map,
on the map is right in front of the Truman Sports Complex.
Okay. Well, they're showing the backup extending east of that.
The backup is, yes.
Okay.
Anyway, make a plan if you're heading to the game. It's a, 7 p.m. game, we said. So, I don't know. How early do people go out? You don't tailgate at a Royals game like you do all day at a Chiefs game.
Not like you do at a Chiefs game, but I've been there a little early from time to time. You know, it's a Friday night. You want to throw the ball around the parking lot?
If I have time, I will tailgate every single Royals game.
How long, though, before, Sam?
A couple hours. Enough time to grill up a couple of brats so I don't have to...
Pay $18 when you get inside?
Yeah, I started to stop myself because we want to support the boys in blue. But
well, we do.
That's why I tailgate to eat some hot dogs before I go in.
Well, if the Royals think they have the market cornered on expensive food and drink, go to Sporting. They have a little price chopper in there now.
Thank you, text line. They also have the bridge over I-70 at Blue Ridge Cutoff shut down. So if you're coming from the north on Blue Ridge Cutoff, you cannot get to the stadiums.
Oh, and that is just routine.
They just said that the bridge is shut down. I'm not sure why. Probably due to the traffic from routing people off of 70.
All right.
A new survey from LendingTree shows about 1 in 4 parents have authorized a child under the age of 18 onto their credit or debit card. In an effort, this is actually not a half bad idea. In an effort to give their kids a head start on establishing their credit rating. While Shannon Ho, unfortunate last name, and it's even spelled that way, plays pretend shopping with her daughters, ages 2 and 1, she's also teaching valuable life lessons about money at a young age. The two young children have 2 credit cards each. Ho and her husband Jeremy added both daughters as authorized users on their existing card accounts. Says Ms. Ho, I figured, why not? My parents did it for me when I was a kid, so I did the same for my girls. My 1-year-old has no idea what's going on. My 2-year-old, however, I take her to Target every week to buy her cheese crackers and her snacks, and she picks 2 items and she gets to pay. She taps and she pays.
I love the idea of teaching them financial responsibility.
And build their credit. How much credit did you have this time last year, Sam?
I still have 0.
Yeah.
You know what someone told me in the lending world, because we just bought our home today.
Congratulations.
Thank
again.
You. That the credit system is completely broken and needs to be overhauled.
Oh, yeah.
And this is someone who has spent his entire career in lending. And one of the things he said was that, you know, you can shut down a credit card and it will hurt your score.
Really?
It's all about how much credit you can maintain.
Yes. He also said, just little things that I never thought of because we hadn't bought a house in 2 decades, that it's more about your debt to limit ratio, Scott. So he said you're better off having a super high limit with a lower balance than capping your limit to be responsible and edging up to that limit. Let's say you don't want to have any more than a $5,000 limit. He said, if you run that card to $3,000 or $4,000 with a $5,000 limit, you're hosed.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the exact same amount of debt on that card and your limit's $25,000, you're fine. He said, then we have cases where, let's say an elderly couple has never missed a payment ever once in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And then something happens and you miss or you're late on a payment and that happens to get reported. It can wreck your credit. And he goes, keep in mind, I have seen it with couples who have never, ever, ever missed a payment.
Sam, let me ask you a question, and it comes in on the text line. Why don't you just get a credit card?
I will.
And then put like one fill up of gasoline on it in a month.
So,
and then pay off the entire balance at the end of the month.
My short-term goal, which I just need to do it. I say it's a goal. I just need to sit down and do it, and I just don't because I've never had credit in my life, and it's still something that's kind of weird to me, but it will be happening very soon. I will be signing up for a credit card and using it for gas and groceries and paying it off each month because those are expenses I would pay anyway. I have a very bad relationship with credit. I am actually afraid of it just because of the situation that it put a lot of my loved ones in as I was growing up. I grew to fear it, And Dana's absolutely right, though. The system is broken because you would think the ultimate fiscal responsibility would be paying for everything outright, which I have done my entire life. I've never owed anybody a dollar. And as I shared on the program, when I went to Home Depot a couple of weekends ago to apply for a Home Depot credit card, denied.
You got denied? Mm-hmm. You're the most fiscally responsible person I have ever met.
Because I have zero credit. They told me that I could go through the process to appeal my denial and talk to the people at the Home Depot credit place.
If you've never had it, how do you get it? There has to be a first time for everybody.
Well, that's why you get a credit card from like Citibank.
Good Lord.
Right. So I already know which route I'm going to go. I just need to go sign up and do it and start building my credit. But it was really funny when I went through the whole process at that.
Can I ask you something else, Sam?
Store.
Because you're doing this too. We kind of are doing the home thing in tandem. I tried to sign up for streaming today and then tried to sign up for Wi-Fi. 96,000 hours of my life I will never get back. And one of the things the streaming people wanted, they said, we have to run a soft credit check before we approve you for like DirecTV. I mean, I'm not asking for a mortgage here. Already done that.
So DirecTV is like $100 a month.
I know. She wanted my driver's license number. Nope. And I'm like, nope. Damn, why?
So I have zero credit. And you guess what I got to pay with every single utility, because I put all the utilities in my name. Guess what I got to pay?
What?
A zero credit score down payment.
No, you did not.
Yep. So I've had to just shell out hundreds of dollars because they have no evidence that I am good for paying, despite the fact that I've had utilities with these companies in the past.
Do they ask you if you're
once
like
a payment?
Woodsman, like in The Revenant, or maybe if you are in witness protection?
Mary Beth opened the first bill from one of those utilities yesterday and said, how is it this big? And I was like, no fear.
It's because I don't have any credit.
It's because I have no credit, and they are demanding that I pay them a ridiculous sum of money just so that they can turn this dang service on.
Let me ask you this, you guys. After I went through the hours of my life just to get television streaming set up, they then connected me to someone for the Wi-Fi portion. And the Wi-Fi, we go all through the same darn thing, and he goes, and I do have to tell you, we have to run a soft credit check. For Wi-Fi...
What's a soft credit check?
I think it's the one that's not supposed to ding you. And I go, no. We just did that 40 minutes ago through the people that transferred me to you for the Wi-Fi. Well, I've got to do a soft credit check. I don't like that.
A soft check should not. It can, but it should not impact your credit score.
Why do they need to do a credit check for
something that cheap?
And here's the other deal. For a Wi-Fi or streaming service that I've had my entire adult life, Sam.
Want to guess how much water we used? $21. Oh, I just said the utility. Sorry. $21
worth. $21
worth. Yeah. They're afraid that I can't pay $21.
Are you at liberty to say...
Okay, that is bad.
$21.
Are you at liberty to say how much the you don't have any credit fee was?
I mean, I already named the utility. It's true. I have to pay $150.
So your bill was $171.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that money back when you cancel the account?
I don't really know.
Was it a deposit or a fee?
I believe it's a deposit, but I'm not 100%
Well, deposit
certain.
You get back. Theoretically. 913-586-7798. Somebody on the text line said we are the most financially illiterate people they've ever heard. I wrote back, what did we say
Why
that was wrong?
Why do I get a soft credit check for Wi-Fi?
What did we say that was wrong?
If I'm asking for a car, I understand. They're going to go, okay, are you responsible? Can you pay us $500 a month?
I'm ridiculously frugal.
You are.
I know.
You got problems.
913-586-7798.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So the texter who said that we were financially illiterate did write back, very kind. I don't know if it's a he or she, but very kind. And I just responded, we said a vast majority of the things that you just said. One thing I disagree with him or her about is that you need to have two credit cards from two different banks. I have had one card all of my life from one bank. And I have a credit score that's north of 750 because I pay my bills.
Bragger.
And I pay it off every month.
We have a couple of quick updates regarding the closure of eastbound 70 near the Truman Sports Complex. A report from KSHB confirming that it was a pedestrian that was hit.
Yeah.
Oof.
So they are dealing with the fatality accident situation. We know that those things take time. So I'm assuming that that 4:30 deadline of clearance is going to be extended. I also got a call from somebody who is headed to the Royals game who said that if you are trying to get there to see the induction ceremony for Alex Gordon, you should be in the stadium by 6. So that tells me a lot of that traffic is already trying to get into the Truman Sports Complex.
Sam, I couldn't tell if it was just normal rush hour people trying to get home early on a Friday. It's Father's Day weekend, but you're right. It's because of Alex Gordon.
Yep. So we're going to go to ABC News at the bottom of the hour. Iran has just activated their air defense system, fearing more Israeli missiles and drones are headed their way right now. It is, I believe it's 12:30 in the morning in Tel Aviv. I don't know what time it is in Iran. But they have just activated their air defense after launching tons of missiles at Israel earlier in the day. Israel apparently is responding, and Iran has just activated their air defense system. So we will go to that at 4:30. What's going on at the EPA here in town?
I have no idea. Just got this story from the KC Star. Breaking news, the Environmental Protection Agency is temporarily closing its facilities in the Kansas City area Friday afternoon, citing an undisclosed, quote, threat of violence, raising concerns about employee safety. EPA Region 7, which includes the Metro, is headquartered in Lenexa and oversees the entire Kansas City region, and they are giving no additional information. Just, there's a threat, and we're going home.
Huh. Okay.
I got nothing.
You're against threats of violence.
I am anti-threats of violence. Did you hear Kansas City has some of the hardest water in the U.S., according to a new survey? What does that mean? Leaf Home has ranked Kansas City 5th among all big U.S. cities in 2025 for the worst hard water conditions, meaning excess minerals in usable water. Hard water circulating in the water system isn't necessarily harmful, but it can make your home repairs more expensive. The only cities that came in worse than Kansas City were Indianapolis, San Antonio, Las Vegas, and Midland, Texas.
Midland?
What it says.
It can take a toll on your washing machine, your lime dishwasher, scale buildup,
your sink, well, your sink handles. I mean, I do have some hard water buildup on my primary bathroom sink handles.
And water softeners are not cheap.
No, oh they're not.
Gosh, so, have you ever had someone door to door knock and try to get you to buy a water softener? I think water softeners to me feel like slimy.
Like a ripoff?
No, my mom and dad had one because someone in our family was selling them. And you know my mom, just sounds great. We'll just sign right up.
Yeah, soften that
and
water.
I always thought when I would go to wash my, it made it feel like it was harder to get the soap out of my hair. And it felt slimy. It just felt more.
So this time last year, my water heater went out.
Mm-hmm.
Notice, audience, I didn't say hot water heater. If it was hot water, you wouldn't need the heater.
Right.
I love it.
You tell them.
Water heater, it went out. And it was like, I don't know, 14 years old, whenever the house was built. So I had the guys come out. I had to buy a new water heater. By the way, it was like $3,500. And then he says to me, do you want me to add a water softener on it? And I said, well, what's that going to run me? And it was north of another $1,000.
$96,000.
I mean, it was, I don't remember.
Wait. But that's when you're putting it in?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was way more, if you're trying to retrofit your old system, I thought it was way more expensive than that.
Well, it might have been. All I remember is it was expensive enough that I said, you know, can I sit on this pamphlet? And he said, yep, which is Scott Parksese for no. I'm not.
Actually, I thought it was much more expensive too. Internet says between $1,000 and $3,000. All right.
Yeah, it was north of a grand.
Well, then if you're looking at, you know, having to get new washers and dryers and dishwashers and stuff more often because of it, that might be worth it.
I'll tell you what was worth the investment is that dang dryer hose cleaner outer guy.
Yeah, he was.
Who came by in November, saved my house. And now my clothes are dry, in 30 minutes.
Can I ask, how big is your water heater?
It's pretty big.
Okay, because 3,500, that's... That better be the Cadillac of water heaters.
It's a nice one.
He's eating all the water.
It better feed you grapes while you're taking a bath.
Yeah, it was $3,500. It's a good one.
It's a good one.
And I never fit because the water heater's down in the basement. This guy shows up all by himself. I'm like, wait a minute. Because water heaters are big. Mine's huge. That's what she said. And he got the old water heater out and the new water heater in. All by himself. Stud. And you've been, the stairs going down to the basement turn twice.
Oh, I know, yeah.
They turn twice.
When you live in Western Shawnee, you can have a lot of turns in your stairs.
That has nothing to do with where I live, and you know it. How many turns are on your stairs, Sam, in Western Waldo?
I don't have any turns on my stairs, just plain old stairs.
Straight up.
His stairs go straight up and down like the common man should.
Little banisters.
I know we got to get to ABC News. When are we going to have the housewarming?
Yeah.
As soon as I have enough furniture. I'm still missing dining room furniture. We have a little table, but it only seats two, so it's going to be an awkward dinner.
All right.
Stand and eat.
Let's get a live update from ABC News on the situation going on in the Middle East.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Man, it was a rough week in the music world. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys died this week. Sly Stone from the Family Stone died this week. A Kansas City funeral home with a history of complaints is now ordered to stop operating after an investigation found continued violations.
You think?
This is the Savory and Sons Funeral Home. How come it's always some last name and Sons? Do funeral home owners not have daughters?
This is an awful story.
It is generally a generational business.
Why, Sam, did it take so long for them to shut this place down?
The funeral home is located at 43rd and Blue Ridge Boulevard in Kansas City, Missouri. Some of the complaints include not receiving cremated remains of a family member.
Yep.
Like
They're missing, Scott.
They can't find them.
Well, you remember this specific facility originally came under fire and into our news cycle because there was a woman in Kansas City who said, and I can't remember the details
she
exactly.
She looked through the window, Sam.
I think it had been 3 weeks since her loved one had passed, and she still had not received the cremains and went to the funeral home, looked through the window, and... Say it was her aunt. She's like, there's my aunt. Why is she right there?
The decedent was viewable just laying there through the window and had not been attended to at all.
Mm.
Oh, it is.
And that's bad.
And I said at the time, Scott, is there no oversight in that industry? Is it just, and then how does it come to be that you end up with a certain funeral home? When you are in the middle of shock and grief, and especially if it's a sudden death, do they just give you like 5 or 6 choices and you just pick, or do?
Well, having been someone who's had to deal with death of a very close family member, my dad, I don't recall, but I do know because he died at KU Med.
It's not okay.
It wasn't their fault.
No,
I'm not trying to say that. And we ended up getting him to a funeral home in Leavenworth. My mom still lived in Leavenworth, Lansing.
But they asked.
Do
you have one you prefer? I mean,
I'm assuming they did.
If they say to you, Scott, do you have a pizza place that you prefer when you're ordering? Most of us would say yes. Maybe it's Pizza Shop. Maybe it's Minsky's. I don't know.
Maybe it's the Bronx.
Maybe it's Waldo. I don't know. When someone says, do you have a funeral home you prefer? No, I would prefer never dealing with them because that means someone has passed.
Well, you know, when you go through something
you don't
like
have a go-to funeral home.
I understand. But when you lose somebody in your family, everything is a blur.
Yes.
Anybody who's lost like a mom or a dad or, God forbid, a son or a daughter, everything is a blur. I'm assuming that they knew we were from Leavenworth, and so they, and I'm just guessing here, I don't know. I don't remember. Probably provided us with a handful of funeral homes in the area of Leavenworth.
But you're underscoring the point, Scott, that you are so turned upside down in that moment. And yeah. And you knew your father was not well. This was not a sudden death. You knew he was not doing well.
We knew he was going to die. We didn't expect it that soon.
Okay. My point is, don't you think because of the grief and the shock and you're being asked to make decisions under extreme duress, that this would be one of the most heavily regulated types of industries? We have a story in the stack at least once a month about bad outcomes at funeral homes in the back room.
The one out of Colorado.
Oh, my gosh.
287 well, bodies.
Stacked.
But let me say this. I think it is a rather heavily regulated industry, but it takes time and investigations before you can pull somebody's license. Now, Savory & Sons is out of the funeral business. What the state of Missouri said is, you're done, no more funerals, no more cremations, no more nothing. But just like the massage industry, okay, right, is pretty regulated, what's still open on State Line Road? Can
I
you remind me?
Fusion Spa, Scott.
Huh. That's interesting. But one of the people that works there, I believe who might be married to the owner, has been accused.
And charged.
And charged, you're right, of multiple inappropriate offenses.
Sex assaults, yes, yeah. You are correct.
And yet.
Allegedly.
And yet the door remains open.
But here's the difference. You can just drive by a massage spot in your neighborhood and be like, you know what, neck's feeling a little tight today, I'm going to pop in there. How does it come to be that you end up at Savory and Son's funeral home? Is it the coroner? Is it the
I will say in a
hospital?
In a lot of cases, if they know that they're going to die, or some people even do it when they're fully healthy, it will be part of their final wishes. They prepay.
Okay.
They've already got, if they're going to be buried, they've already got the casket picked out.
But in this case, Sam, this place had a history of probations and violations. Like, I think it was two or three strikes, if you will, before the state finally said, you know. Well, and so, I don't know. You should be able, and in a time of grief, and again, the rug's been pulled out from under you, I don't think you should be responsible for having to Google search whether or not there have been dead people misplaced. You know, when they say, where do you want your loved one to go? I don't know. I would prefer the state be on top of that so that the mourning family members don't end up taking their loved ones to a place that's been on probation for years because of wonky stuff going on in the back room.
But if you're in grief, and I don't know what this place charged.
Well, one of the allegations was also overcharging and failure.
So you don't even get a discount.
Okay. And failure to provide death certificates.
I was going
to
say, if you're in grief and you're not flush with money, you may just be looking for the cheapest option.
Mm-hmm.
But if they were overcharging.
Well, overcharging on maybe what they normally would have charged.
Okay,
that doesn't mean that they're not already cheap. We don't know if they're the most expensive funeral home in Kansas City or the cheapest. Who knows? I will tell you this. I don't even like talking about the future passing of my mother, but we all die. I will send her, you know, assuming I outlive her, and I think I probably will. I'm going to use the same funeral home that we used in Leavenworth 27 years ago when my dad died. Because she's going to be buried, insert the joke here, on top of my dad at the Leavenworth Cemetery, National Cemetery. And we've had some jokes about that. And I'm not going to tell you the punchline because it's inappropriate, but you can figure it out.
From the text line, multiple people who happen to work in the medical field say that the family has the responsibility of picking the funeral home within a few days.
Okay, but that is an overwhelming ask if this industry is not as well regulated as it should be. There should be an Angie's List.
Well, I bet it is
for funeral homes.
I bet it really is regulated.
Well, I think it's regulated. It's not maybe inspected or, like, if you look at the history of this space, these families today that still don't have the remains are saying, how was it this place was even open?
Yeah, that's the overcharging and the failure to provide a death certificate. That's one thing. The failure to give me back the remains of my loved one, that's something that should be a crime.
And then I go to your establishment and I can see my loved one through the window.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. That's inappropriate. And you know, maybe it's a fine or something. But the failure to give somebody back their dad or their wife or their son.
Or mixed up remains and or, Scott, we have had, there was a story in the Stack last week where they opened the casket and
it was the wrong body.
It was the wrong remain, wrong set of remains.
I remember that story. Amber in Blue Springs. Amber, hello.
Hey, I wanted to say there is a, it's called the Kansas City Funeral Home Alliance.
Great.
And they are local, and what they do is they actually go around and you can print out all of the funeral home information for the Kansas City Metro. Now, it is a couple years old, but it also gives everybody like information on cremation as well as funeral, like what a funeral cost could be.
Yeah,
and, a burial.
Yeah, and so as a hospice social worker, a lot of what I do is when somebody comes on hospice, is I'm educating them about choosing a funeral home then. Now, not everybody has that availability, and I understand that, but that's something we try to, like, get done before so that families can grieve. So I totally get where you guys are coming from, but most people, they choose funeral homes because, like Scott, you originally said, hey, we're going to go with this person because we've already used them. And that's a lot of times what I'll hear. But also, people know the funeral homes that they're going with. They have relationships with these people, especially if it is a small town.
Okay, Amber, I will give you that because my relatives, we have all gathered, you know, for my grandma, my grandpa, at the same tiny North Topeka funeral home for the services for both my grandmother and grandfather. And you're right. You know, God forbid something ever happens to anyone else in that family tree. You probably go where you went.
Because you know the service is good. You're comfortable with it. You're not rolling the dice on your dead loved one.
I wouldn't say good service, but not horrifying service.
Comforting.
There. That. Yes.
913-586-7798. We have Festivus coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. 913-586-7798.
Listen to this. An actor from Thailand who cheated death in a plane crash more than 26 years ago was also seated in 11A.
Huh. Wow.
He writes, the survivor of the plane crash in India was sitting in the same seat number as me. Seat 11A has become the focus of intrigue after it was revealed as the spot where the sole survivor was seated when the Air India Boeing 787 went down. According to The Sun, he was involved in a botched landing attempt at the Bangkok International Airport, December 11th, 1998. 101 of the 146 passengers and crew perished in that disaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said he struggled with a fear of flying for 10 years after the accident.
Mine would be life.
I avoided speaking to anyone and always stared outside the window, blocking anyone from closing the window. I had to maintain a sense of safety. He had to be able to see out the window seat. He says, I can still remember the sounds, smells, and even the taste of the water in the swamp after the plane crashed. I can't believe he struggled with flying for 10 years.
I would never get on a plane again.
I don't know that you could.
No,
could you?
No.
If I did, the last thing I would want to do is look out the window to see that we were crashing.
But Sam, that's a control thing. Like, for me, I like knowing that, okay, we're getting ready to touch down. Yes. There's the ground. I like being able to look out.
See, and if, I hate landing. I have to brace for the landing.
But if I'm not in the window seat and the person next to me has the window closed down, it bothers me. I like to see out.
I want to know when we're going to touch ground.
I did sit next to a lifelong pilot one time for a flight, and military pilot, also flew commercially, and he was just critiquing the pilots the entire flight, which was great. It was great. I loved all the information that he offered me until we were landing. And he goes, why is he wasting so many feet?
Okay.
And I was like,
my,
what?
Shut up, man.
And we still haven't touched down. He's like, you see those numbers? I mean, I can't imagine this airway's that runway's that long. He's already wasted 3,000 feet. And I'm like, stop talking.
That is terrible.
And then the plane touched down and everything was fine.
Maybe he wasn't a pilot. Maybe he was one of those fakers like this guy in the stack this week that, like, for 6 years was getting free flights because he claimed he was a flight attendant and wasn't ever.
120 flights.
He got 120 free flights.
Mm-hmm.
By pretending like Leonardo DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can, he was part of the airline industry of which he has zero affiliation.
Correct. 120 flights, 20 a year.
Isn't that some massive safety breach?
You think? Yes.
Did he just don a flight attendant outfit that you could buy on Amazon?
Remember, he wasn't working these flights. He, you know, flight attendants either get reduced fare or free flights on the airlines for which they work. Space available, of course. And he was pretending, he must have had some lanyard that said basically, I work for American or Delta or whomever.
Can you
whomever.
Imagine though how many times someone said to him, hey, do you mind, we could use some help back here. And he's like, yeah.
I'm off duty.
I got you, but I'm off duty. I don't work.
He probably had to have a code of some kind too.
Probably.
How did he manage to get away with that?
Brilliance would be one answer.
Or?
Somebody gave him
gaping holes in her system that allowed
it. Yes, of course. Hey, we're going to do Festivus Friday here in just a handful of minutes, right after the news. Kanye West showed up for Diddy's trial today. Oh. He is one of the last few people who still supports Diddy.
Okay.
Yep. And Kansas City's mayor says he is bullish on both teams staying in Kansas City. After the Missouri legislature passed a bill this week aimed at keeping the teams in Kansas City. Festivus Friday is coming up next. Sam just cleared out all the lines, so this is the best time to get in. So do so. The airing of the grievances is coming up in just a second. 913-586-7798. I believe this is Dana's favorite song. 913-586-7798. Festivus, when we return.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. At KMBZ.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent, That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.